American soprano Andrea Gruber and Argentinian tenor Jose Cura singing the love duet that ends Act One of Puccini's Fanciulla del West, a story set during the American 19th century gold rush. A recent live recording there from Covent Garden, which you can hear in full here on RTE Lyric FM on Opera Night on Saturday the 10th of December at 9 o'clock. Ahead of his Irish concert in Killarney this week, Dennis Costello spoke to Jose Cura for ArtZone.
I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the London performances of Puccini's Fanciulla del West, his take on the Californian gold rush. It looks like you've been built for the role. It's quite an alpha male role, isn't it?
Yes, it is. The super Latino guy, a Mexican guy who is a thief, who is a failure, who is a lover, who was brought up in San Francisco. I mean, what can you have more?
Well, you could be casting yourself for a new Steven Seagal movie as the bad guy or something like that, yeah?
Well, it is that kind of thing. It is that kind of thing. Of course, it's not a very realistic character in the sense that he's more a romantic chap with no too many psychological complications. It's not Othello, for example. It's not Samson, of course, in that sense. But the music is amazing and the orchestration is great.
You've certainly been very, and understandably very vocal about being typecast, not only in that kind of role, but in this whole fourth tenor and that kind of thing, haven't you?
Well, that's something you have to learn to live with in this mediatic society. You need to have a sort of label on your head, on your forehead, so that people identify you. And in the beginning of my career, I was the fourth tenor. Then after a couple of years, I was not the fourth tenor anymore. Somebody else was the fourth tenor. And I don't know who is the fourth tenor today, but the question is, who the hell are the other three? You know, I'm sorry, I don't want to sound insulting. Of course, we are talking another reference. I was these three legends of the past. But these are guys that are two of them retired, and the third of them is still singing, but he's going to be retired very soon for normal reasons. He's nearly 70, for goodness sake. So I don't know why the press is still insist into list my generation. We have the age of these three great legends, the age of the son of the family of these three legends. I mean, the three of them could be my father. No, I think it's just a press cliche, you know, Dennis, and it's just a shortcut for the press to use commonplaces to explain certain things which are not very nice.
How you've described the experience a couple of years ago, likening it to the main character in Jerry Maguire, where you just decided, I don't want to belong to this. Did you feel the cold initially when you made that decision?
Well, of course, yes. We are finally seeing the light at the end of the tunnel, but it was a long, long 5 years. Because one day I woke up and I said to my people, to my secretary, to my wife, to my assistant, I said, what the hell have I been studying for 25 years to become a musician, and now I've been just sold like a external, superficial, sexy product. I think that's garbage. It's not because I, thank God, look more or less good, which is not anymore the case because I'm getting old as everybody. It's not because of that that I am a good musician. I'm a good musician because I've been working very hard since I was 12. So that's make 30 years now. I'm 42, and I say I have to finish with all this. I'm very happy that I recall the attention of everybody because of that. But now it's time to let people know that I'm a serious musician, just a sunny boy, you know. So the fight was very heavy because for some kind of producers, for some kind of agents, the shortcut is very important for them to see big money in short time. That's why they kill so many young talents in the meanwhile. I have been tough enough to resist, but if you read the press of the last 10 years, you see how many of those up and coming and immediately after disappearing young stars has gone through. And well, I cannot complain. At the end of the day, I made it. I survived.
Well, it's interesting because it can be very intimidating when you're stuck in that treadmill. If the industry convinces that if you don't play by their rules, your career is finished.
But it was. There was a period 3 years ago when almost all the press was against. And I knew I was artistically doing as good as always, if not better, because getting older, you mature and you know you certainly get better. But all of a sudden, everything was against, propositions were lowing down, and thank God the support of the public was always there. Every time I went to a theater, there was a sellout, the box office was completely gone, and that slowly brought things back. People saying, okay, he's going to do it his way, but he's making it. And every time we put his name on the affiche, and then we have a sold out. So we have to carry on. And now, well, we are where we are. But it was tough 5 years, yes.
Jose Cura was talking to Dennis Costello ahead of his concert in Killarney this weekend.